My guest today will be Harold Seymour, historian, doctor of philosophy, and author of the standard work, Baseball, The Early Years. In his book, Dr. Seymour states that yours truly was not the first Negro to play in the major leagues. We're going to ask him this very question just as soon as we hear this important message.
And you say in your book that Jackie Robinson was not the first Negro
in
baseball.
That's right.
Who, where, and when did this happen?
Well, the first Negro big leaguer played in 1884 with the Toledo Club, which at that time was in the American Association, which was a major league.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Moses Fleetwood Walker, and I think a rather remarkable individual. He was a catcher,
Walker. Right. Mm-hmm.
And he went to Oberlin College. That was a rare thing in those days. Ball players didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. And he played a short while. He had 40-some-odd games in the major leagues, and he was officially the first one who did. There were several others, you see. And then, of course, in the 1880s, there was a tremendous amount of discrimination. One of the greatest stars of the time refused to put his ball club on the field against Negro players, Cap Anson of the White Sox. Cap Anson.
Oh.
And Walker, for example, he had to submit to a tremendous amount of discrimination. Mm. In fact, he got threatening letters, and in one ball game he had to sit in the stands for fear that his life was in danger. The manager didn't play him.
This is in 18 what?
In the 80s. I don't know the exact date. I don't recall it, but I have it in my book.
1880s. It seems to me that one Jackie Robinson got some threatening letters in 1946,
I don't doubt
47,
it.
48, too. So they were also writing them way back in the 1880s.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Then from the 80s through the 40s.
Right down until your time, they had the undeclared color line. And this, to me, was one of the big contradictions in this whole system of baseball, where they kept talking about democracy. They were equating baseball with democracy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'd think that there had been mention of baseball in the Declaration of Independence to hear some of the owners talk about it in those days. What
about today? Do you think that baseball is completely open to people of all races now?
It looks that way. I think probably, and I can't document this, but I suspect that some of the clubs have certainly lagged on it.
Right.
You see.
Dr. Harold Seymour, it's been a real pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure to be here and talk with you.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.